Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. First, the Muslim Brotherhood, now the Islamic State. How much radical Islam can the body of Christ in Egypt withstand? Greg Musselman, a voice of the Martyrs Canada.
Persecution is nothing new to Christians in Egypt. It's the level of violence that has actually caused some people to want to leave the country. It is growing, and the concern is that it's escalating.
Islamic State violence is causing some Muslims to question their faith, and that's why believers are staying in Egypt, to answer those questions with the truth of Christ. Will you pray for them? Do you like to travel? Wouldn't it be great if you could do that and see lives changed forever? Orphan's Heart Jerry Haig says that's exactly why they're providing 120 mission trips to 12 countries. They're designed to mobilize the body of Christ to help kids in developing countries. Haig says it can change your fuss factor.
All of those things you used to fuss about before, they just don't seem nearly as important. When you've been the difference between life and death of a child, when you've been able to make sure that a family has a home to be able to live in, children are able to come to know Christ as their Savior.
Take your son or daughter. It could change them, too. And despite heavy restrictions, Mission Eurasia tells us the number of evangelical Christians is growing in Uzbekistan. You see, evangelism is outlawed there, so believers have to meet in secret. Mission Eurasia's School Without Walls program is training leaders for this underground church. In turn, the leaders are showing Christ followers how to share the gospel in creative ways. Visit us online to contribute to training leaders or support summer outreach programs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can have our e-news blast delivered to your personal email address free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Just go to missionnews.org, click on the banner, and voila, you'll have it. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.